The Settle and the Girt Wood Fire. Ah, neighbor John, since I and you were youngsters, everything is new. My feyther's fires were made of logs of cleft wood down upon the Dogs, in our girt fireplace, so wide that you might drive a cart inside, and big and little might sit down at both sides and before, all round. And up in chimley did it hitch the salt box and the bacon vlitch. And when I were a-zittin', I could see all up into the sky and watch the smoke go from the fire all up and out a ton and higher. And there were bacon up on rack and plates to eat it up on tack. And round the walls were yarbs a-stowed in pippern bags and blathers blowed. And just above the clavy board were feyther's spurs and gun and sword. And there were then our girtest pride, the settle be the fire's eyed. Ah, gi' me, if I were a squire, the settle and the girt wood fire. But now they've walled all up with bricks the fireplace for dogs and sticks, and only left a little hole just for a little grate of coal, so small that only twos or threes can just push in and warm their knees. And then the carpets they do use bain't fit to tread wi' our shoes. And chairs and sofers be so neat, you mustn't use them for a seat. They be so fine that they must place all over them an outside kiss. And then the cover, when 'tis on, is still too fine to loll upon. Ah, give me, if I were a squire, the settle and the girt wood fire. Carpets, indeed! You couldn't hurt the stone floor wi' a little dirt. For what were brought in be the men, the woman soon mopped out again. So, we did come out of the moire, and wake in stride of o'er the fire. But now, when oon to come to door, why, I must work an hour of o'er as scraped and rubbed and clean and fit to go in where his wife does it. And then, if I should have a whiff of baccy there, there'd be a miff. I can't smoke there, for smoke won't go into the little nasty flue. Ah, gi' me, if I were a squire, the settle and the girt wood fire.